Now, the first stream I did, I actually didn't get a chance to save it to the Twitch platform, so I was a little disappointed in that, but I'm very happy to announce that I was able to go into the settings on Twitch and learn how to save broadcasts. So very exciting. At least save them to the profile for at least 14 days. The goal is to take these live broadcasts that I do, use it kind of like a vessel for advertising my show. In fact, put it in here. And when I say advertising my show, I mean like advertising on YouTube, basically, because as much, you know, as cool as Twitch is, it's really not a platform for me. But it's a good vessel. Now, I'm wondering if Twitch is as strict as YouTube. Is Twitch as strict as YouTube with their community guidelines? And that's a good question. I think more people should ask it. But here we go. That's a link to the Michael Garza show on YouTube. But this is exciting. This really is exciting. And hopefully, like I said, I'm able to like download these episodes after I'm done with them, so I can put them right on my podcast, because it's the thing, man. It's what the kids are doing these days. But let me check my checking something real fast. Oh, there we go. Well, I don't know how many people I'm going to get on this stream, but it's going to be like a quick 10-minute one. I'm not going to go all out on this one. This is more just to experiment, see if I could actually download the stream after I'm done with it. But yeah, definitely I'm not going to be transitioning to Twitch full-time. This is just to see if I could do a live stream on Twitch and then save the video afterwards and just put it on my Spotify podcast. Truth is, I love live streaming, but I think Twitch is just as bad as YouTube, I'm pretty sure, with their community guidelines and how annoying they can be. Moderators are not self-aware on YouTube, and I'm pretty sure they're not self-aware on Twitch, because I think that they're kind of the same thing, the same kind of big tech monopoly, and nobody likes it. Nobody wants the big tech propaganda, basically. This is not going to be very long. I just want to get this out of the way. I think I'll just probably cut it to like a 5-minute video. But yeah, I think that YouTube's community guidelines, their moderators are so disgusting, the way they judge things. And first off, I think it's an AI that pretty much chooses to suspend something. Because you made like one offhand remark or something like that. Like I was talking about subjects that can't be named, probably. And as we all know, you get so much flack for anything these days. It's just so ridiculous. But yeah, I'm kind of growing wary of YouTube, but at the same time, a YouTube channel does present a lot of opportunities, and I can't necessarily just turn away from YouTube. But then again, maybe Twitch will present some opportunities too. Because my show, it's important to me. You know, I think that, it's not like I go out of my way to try to get banned. You know, I might say some offhand remarks about certain medical practices, but I see bigger channels get away with things that I can't, and it's frustrating because we all know that YouTube treats its smaller creators like total garbage, total trash, and it's not fun, man. It's not fun. But I think they're a little racist because I am a white Mexican, and I think that's a big deal. I think that YouTube's a little racist is what I think. Oh, wow. Microsoft gained exclusive access to the entire OpenAI database as part of their investment. Interesting. Well, I am excited though to see. Hold on. Well, that's a hell of a crash. Ooh. Ooh. I was watching a motorcycle bike crash, actually. At least he came out of it, right? Yeah. Anyway, I think Michael Saylor. I won't talk about Bitcoin. Talk about how stupid it is. But yeah, thank you guys for taking the time to view this. I'll stand here for another 4 minutes, I guess. Because I don't think anybody's really watching. But if you are, thank you. And if you're not, well, thank you too. And might be able to edit the tags later, which would be cool. I do want to see what the editing process is like. So hopefully if you guys can answer the question, is Twitch worse than YouTube? Do we treat their creators like crap? Because I feel like YouTube treats me like garbage. And I'm pretty sure, hopefully Twitch is different, but I'm not going to get my hopes up. Anyway, thank you guys. Woo. Yee-hee.